I had at no time seen or heard of Roy Stryker because in the nature of my life in New York, he was a professor at Columbia University, and I never would have encountered an ordinary warp and woof runner. So the first time I saw Roy was when he came in Judge Mizing's office and said, I hear we're going to be working together in the history department of resettlement. As you know, I want to repeat, he and Rex were co-professors at Columbia. So I was startled, and an interesting fellow. I think I might speak a little. His merry face, I had not known he'd been in the 34th Division. Yeah. All I knew was his merry face fellow came in eagerly and said, we're going to be together in the history department. Me, I didn't want to be together with anybody anywhere. I want to do what I think. Right. So that's my first meeting with him. Then, I must reiterate this about the lack of people in Washington, good hard-bitten newspaper men, good rewrite men, good novelists, that this group did not arrive in Washington, really, until, naturally, we all go to the Second World War. Yeah. So that my whole thing, I'm not yet 30 years old, was to try to get professionals, was trying to get people across the railroad tracks. Mm-hmm. I had no intent of being a government employee. I wanted to keep writing for a living. I had two books published. Therefore, there was no hostility, but I certainly didn't want to be with an academic group.
Right.
And I didn't want to think in terms of library. In no way, wanted to join up with the group. The next thing is, as I've said before, I had no home in Washington. My home was in Sneed's Landing.
Right.
The inordinate working hours is mainly a hotel room in New York, and a hotel room wherever, and the Carlton Hotel in Washington. So that I lived in a suitcase very much of this time working for the government. I did not want to move my life to Washington. Yeah. I felt it was inbred, and caste system, and so I just wanted to get to work, come and get the money and get out and go get to work.
Do the work.
And Roy moved his family here, and therefore he was part
of this,
of the hierarchy. Right. I think I'm far apart, but that was because there was a difference in concept of a college professor thinking of history and me thinking of getting on a public screen to show people something of America.
Right.
Therefore, that was our beginning relationship. Well, I want to be fair. I'm left-handed, and I usually start out describing any friend with his absolute worst characteristics. So allow me to start out this way. That Stryker was a brilliant man, and as I say, first, he lived in Washington, and secondly, he was like a faculty member, was his favorite backward student, and he was a mother hen. Now, the men who worked for him were still with as many of them, so they could explain their relationship.